Standing with Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. NATO ministers meeting an emergency session in Brussels yesterday, agreeing to give Ukraine more military hardware and to beef up their own defenses close to Russia. President Biden telling the allies there is strength in their unity.
Putin was banking on NATO being split. My early conversation with him in December and early January, it was clear to me he didn't think we could sustain this cohesion. NATO has never been more united than it is today.
The president also announced new sanctions against Russia and some of its oligarchs, plus $1 billion in aid to the Ukrainian refugee crisis. 1 month in, Ukrainian forces are still taking it to the Russian troops with two military developments.
First one happening off in the Sea of Azov. That's where the Ukrainian Navy says that they have managed to destroy a Russian ship that was docked at the port of Berdyansk. Now, while there hasn't been any independent verification of this development, videos and pictures posted on social media appear to show a massive fire followed by multiple explosions. In Kyiv, we're learning Ukrainian forces are claiming to have pushed Russian troops back in the eastern portion of the city.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. The Justice Department says four Russian government officials have been charged with hacking the global energy industry and thousands of computers around the world. As expected, New York City's Mayor Eric Adams has exempted pro athletes and performers from the city's coronavirus vaccine mandate, saying it's an economic issue.
Every time a championship or a game is played here at Yankee or Met Stadium, it's a boost to $11 million into our economic impact for New York City during the playoff seasons.
The mandate still applies to private sector workers and employees of the city of New York. The city's police union says that's just not fair. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Nebraska congressman has been convicted of deceiving federal agents.
A federal jury in California convicting House Republican Jeff Fortenberry for lying to the FBI about an illegal campaign contribution from a foreign billionaire at a Los Angeles fundraiser in 2016. Prosecutors portrayed Fortenberry as a politician caught up in a cycle of power and money who lied to protect his sterling reputation. Fortenberry's attorney argued FBI agents set him up and suggested the notion that a congressman with $1.5 million in his war chest would risk everything for a $30,000 donation is ridiculous. The nine-term lawmaker is up for re-election in an uncompetitive district that he's easily won many times before. Convicted felons are eligible to serve in Congress, but the vast majority of them resign rather than face the possibility of expulsion. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The Biden administration has filed a third lawsuit over voting rights in Texas, trying to undo newly drawn precincts in Galveston, claiming they would disenfranchise black and Hispanic voters. In 2020, former President Trump carried the county with 60% of the votes. An amusement ride tragedy in Florida. A 14-year-old boy has died after falling from the Orlando Freefall ride at Icon Park. It's the world's tallest slingshot ride. How it happened, not clear yet. Half of the Elite Eight is set in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Arkansas is heading back to the Elite Eight. The Razorbacks stunning the top seed overall of the men's bracket, Gonzaga, Thursday, 74-68 to advance to the next round, where they're going to be taking on Duke Saturday for the right to advance to the Final Four. Coach K's 100th March Madness win coming Thursday in Sweet 16 action as the Blue Devils defeat Texas Tech 78-73. The Zags not the only one seed out. as Arizona fell to Houston 72-60, making Kansas the lone one seed standing. Houston will be taking on Villanova Saturday, the Wildcats ending Michigan's Cinderella run 63-55 to reach their third Elite Eight in 7 years. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.